Thanks for joining us at The Zealous Disposition, where positive positions on life are shared through dialogue, stories, and other experiences.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Zealous Disposition Podcast. Last episode, we introduced a new concept called reset. You know, for them times in your life to where you're dealing with a lot of stress, things aren't going the way you need, and you just need to reset. Reset is that process of doing certain things in a particular manner to help get back to the normal way of life, the way of doing things. So now we're going to get with that first letter in reset, the R. The R simply stands for read or reading. Yeah, I know that sounds simple, but reading can have a big impact on your life. Think about some of the books that were out there that turned into movies. Think about all the fans of Harry Potter, Star Wars, all started out with a book. Then from there, it became a movie, and people immersed themselves in those books, in those worlds, and they became fans of all the different characters and everything. They immersed themselves in their world in such a way that they were able to get a break from the stressors of everyday lives. So I know many of us read on a regular basis, but that doesn't really fit everyone. You know, some of us only read what's required of us, like the bare minimum, you know, like for school or work or something like that. And that's how I used to be. I used to read just enough to do the book report, to do the essay or homework assignment or whatever it may be, just the bare minimum. A little bit of enjoyment, but not really that much. So let's take a look at some of the ways or some of the benefits reading can help out, right? Reading can reduce stress. Reading a good book or a couple of articles from your favorite magazine can be a possible getaway from the daily stress that life may bring. We mentioned that, right? Your mind is stimulated when reading it, and you can just kick back and use your visual imagination, which will lead to distracting you from your stressful situations. And we all know releasing stress can lead to relaxation. Now, you have your choice of what you want to read. It can be sci-fi, romance, non-fictional, history, and the list goes on and on and on. You can go into Amazon and see the different genres or whatever of every, all the books, all the subjects, all the topics, everything possible to read. So you have your choice of what you want to read. Once you start reading, whatever you're drawn to, you get that, you can get wrapped up into that world and release the daily stresses. I know I keep talking about that, but that's the main point, releasing those daily stresses. You start reading, you start to relax, your mind relax, and this leads to relaxing physically. It starts in your mind, where your mind lets go and relax, and then your body follows. And that ultimately can help us fall asleep. You know, those restless nights when you're trying to fall asleep, but you can't. Try reading something, especially, oh man, you read your favorite genre. It may excite you, but it may relax you. But for those in the military, I know you know what I'm talking about. Some of that doctrine you read, by the time you get to that second sentence of the first paragraph, your eyes are heavy. And you keep reading those two sentences over and over again. The next thing you know, you're knocked out. So reading can lead to relaxing, right? And another benefit is you can learn a new topic, a new subject, right? That could lead to meeting someone new. Some of us may have the stress or whatever, like, we shut the world out. We don't want to meet anybody new. We don't want to deal anybody. But learning a new subject or building upon what you already know can lead to holding different conversations, which can lead to meeting someone new. You can either be a newbie on the subject, or you'll be able to share insight on the subject with meeting someone new. Regardless of the two, you'll be able to connect with others, gain their perspective, and grow as a person. You know what I always say, iron sharpens iron. So one person sharpens another. Sharpen yourself and sharpen those around you, right? So staying sharp, keeping your brain active by reading, you being mentally fit, and you're getting away, you're taking that break, and we always need that break. Staying mentally fit aids in resiliency, and reading can aid in bouncing back from those shortfalls. How did the character in your book bounce back? How were they overcome those shortfalls? You know, especially if it's a positive character. What did they do? Did they take the time to reflect and bounce back and persevere over those obstacles that they were dealing with. You know, that could be insight on how you deal with obstacles in your life. What tips were outlined in that self-help book, if you're reading self-help books? What lessons were learned from your favorite historical figure? So, very short, very sweet. What do we have? Reading can help reduce stress. It can aid in relaxation, help you fall asleep, gain new insight, keep your brain active, and it aids in flexibility, aka resiliency. So, the first step in reset is reading. Start with reading something you enjoy, something new, something that piques your interest for at least 15 minutes a day. And that's really big if you're not a big reader. Just start with at least 15 minutes a day. And if possible, use a paper-based product. If you're not able to use a paper-based product and you prefer electronic, use that Do Not Disturb feature or whatever it may be so that you could just set yourself up to be immersed in your new world. So, while you wait for the next step of reset to be posted, get your read on and visit the website to let us know what book you will be reading. Providing positive positions on life is my aim. Hopefully you gain an extra tool to add to your toolbox for life. To access previous episodes or to leave comments, visit the website at zealousdisposition.com. I can also be reached by email at zealousdisposition@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, as iron sharpens iron, so one man another. Sharpen yourself and sharpen those around you.